sweet, sweet players. This is the Dominion League Weekly Podcast, a recap of this week in Dominion Games. I am your host, Trumpf, and this is the episode for June 21st, 2021. It's a nice date today, 21-06-21. It's cute. This week's nail polish is Sweet Violet. So congrats to C.R. Lundy and my lovely Bienchen who guessed correctly. I gotta say, I liked my other two options for the sweet thing. Sweet mint and sweet cherry. I think they sound pretty realistic. And I have to admit, all day today, in my mind, I had this song by Jimmy Eat World, which is not called Cherry Lipstick, it's called Night Drive. But the chorus is the cherry lipstick thing, and so I always think of the song as Cherry Lipstick. It's the kiss me with the cherry lipstick, never wash you off my face. So yeah, it's pretty sexual. It's pretty sexual. And today, for the first time ever, I looked up the lyrics, and I'm not quite sure what to think of the song, to be honest. I don't know if I like it, because I can't really say if everything is consensual. So unclear, but it's ingrained in my brain. And so every time I see the word cherry or I hear it, I automatically think of Cherry Lipstick. I automatically think of the song, and this is it's the joy of pop music. It puts just sometimes it puts very questionable things in your head and you can't stop singing them. Yeah. And then I thought, here was I pitying the people who had to come up with names for different shades of red nail polish. But what about the people? I mean, probably they're the same. But what about the people who have to come up with names for different shades of red lipstick? Because I feel like with lipstick, it's even more, it's even less variety, right? Color-wise, you have mostly red. And then you have like all these different shades of red. And then I thought, why is it that red is like the most accepted color for both lipstick and nail polish? And those were some of the things that I thought about today while I was singing to myself about the cherry lipstick. But maybe now I can talk to you a bit about Dominion. How about that? That might just be what this podcast is actually about. So, let's go! Our A division gave us 4 matches this week. Our reigning champion Recycle Garbage snatched a win from Tracer, but lost against Jonts, who finished their season with another win in their last match against Crabcat 2. With these 2 wins, Jonts was able to overtake both the Crabcat and J-Nails in the current second position. J-Nails and NA Smith 99 met for their match that went to NA Smith, who is still very comfortably at the top of A tier with a 75% win rate in 4 matches. Jonts and Tracer have both finished their matches for the season, sitting in 2nd and 6th places respectively. Moving on to B and C, same old in B1 and 2, and C1 and 2 and 4. Sikkimatic and Shaunahan remain in 1st place of their respective divisions in B tier. Topher 1588 and Negative and Xyrix are still in 1st place of C1 and C2 and C4. In C3, Hzipsik played their remaining 4 games and is now done with this league season 46. They are in 1st position with an overall win rate of 77%. Moving on to D and E. Earl remains at the top of D1 this week and improved their win rate to 69% in 4. Z overtook Bexor in the leading position of D2. Gamesu and Veruk remain at the top of D3 and D4 respectively. No news in E1 and E2 either. Rust2 and Monkfish remain at the top. In E3, Proteus overtook JTrupiano in the lead with a current win rate of 67% in 3. In E4, Triple Range Merge stays in number one position and joined the significant lead club after another win this week, sitting now at 78% in 3. In E5, Beachcomber overtook Alan de Tellen in first position. That was Alan de Tellen's last match this season. They finished with a win rate of exactly 65%. Cyrusk decided to enter the competition this week with 3 wins that automatically put him at the top of E6 with a win rate of 67%. Skizzolo remains on top of E7, and in E8, 8, 19, 28, 12, 8 overtook Yoifuru in the lead. Which brings us to the results come in shoutout section. There have been a couple. The first one was a little confusing. It was from D4, Sharur v Scylla 14. They played 5-1 and Sharur says, "There are 2 empty piles. And I would like to know more. Why? What? How? Do you mean there are 2 empty piles I can pile out now? Or I could have piled out earlier? Or was it a mistake? I need to know more." Then there was a result from H2, Eniandro, 6-0, Hollis Master. And the comment was, "Everything okay," from Eniandro, which I think so, like from your perspective, sure. But what about Hollis Master? And then there was a comment for results from G11, Rabib 4 against Mummelchen 2. "Fun games, lots of Swindler," which might seem contradictory. Mummelchen was in my division last season, and I think they beat me pretty badly, but I really like this name, Mummelchen. It's so cute. And then we had a comment for results from F2, Ketra against Mordio 3. They played 4-2, and Ketra says, "Good games, except for the Bandit Fort with no possible engine board, which was an awful board." I think we both agree on that. Thank you for sharing. And the last comment was for results from E7, Jekdal vs Sounder 2-1. "Swindler sure is a card." So that was cute that we had 2 Swindler comments. That's why I wanted to include them. And now we've reached the significant lead shoutout section. And what can I tell you? There's 30 more people who joined the significant lead club. You are all doing so great. And it seems like I forgot to shout out Sikkimatic. Probably because Sikkimatic is just chilling on top of B1. And he has now 67% in 3 matches, so congrats. I already told you about Earl, Proteus, Triple Range Merch, and Cyrusk. So, people joining the club in F tier are Lord Alex, Stereo 101, and WJ11. Congratulations. For J tier, we have Charlie Pianist, Steelers 987, Marmot Mania, Ruapadi, Philo 12, and Armenfutter. Well done. In H tier, we have JSKN, Bitter Worm Coil, Youngster Joey, Mad 979, Botatoes, Cyber Lady, yeah, that's it, And we have La Zamacuca, and is that La Zamacucha? La Zamacuca. La Zamacucha sounds better. And Eos Bamsi. Congratulations. And for J tier, we have LDV Nick LeBee 474. LDV and Nick LeBee. Witz, JRH 150482. Wooglin. Hey, it's CJ, Express One, Mama R, and Lord Barrett. Well done, all of you. And now we're moving on to size games. Our big games players swiftly and obediently finished all their matches for the first round. First round winners were Rust2, Fire on Ice, Shanahan, Julu, and Fika Monster. And there was a tie between Folivora and AlphaGo. The second round is currently underway, with Rust2, Fika Monster, and Jackdaw winning their matches. The Fika Monster and Rust2 are leading overall rankings thus far. Medium Games 5 consists of two groups, Palace and Tower. Palace players have already produced some more results. Tony Wild won against Snowbizzy, as did S. Sounder, who also won against CPSCH2. Tower players were all busy with worldly stuffs and promised to start playing matches this coming week. This means that for now, S. Sounder is leading the overall rankings, closely followed by Tony Wild. While we are still impatiently awaiting the grand finale of Small Games 11, matches are going down for number 12 of the same tournament. Groups Ennis and Clove are busy, while Fennel and Tarragon, that's me, are lagging a little. Eglet, Eshikur, and Raziraz are currently leading the rankings with two finished matches and 5.5, 5, and 5 wins respectively. Now for Grand Market Grand Prix. As you might have noticed, sadly, last week Seprix decided to leave the server. I hope they are doing all right. HakaSmith39 played their quarterfinal match this weekend. From the results, it seems to have been quite the nail-biter, with Haka taking the first three games, but then NASmith99 came back with a vengeance, winning games 4 through 6 and the deciding 7th game. NASmith is through to semis, along with Chashu. The third quarterfinal match between Silly Potter and Recycled Garbage went down earlier today and has Silly Potter advancing to semis. The last quarterfinal between Freaky and Heron remains to be scheduled. And as always, if you should like me to cover additional tournaments, just DM me on Discord to let me know. And with this, we have reached my personal week in games. Well, I am officially done with this season because, as you know, two players dropped from my group. I am promoting to H. I don't know if I'll play next season yet because I will be away for 2 weeks at least. I need vacation. And I'm a bit concerned that scheduling might just be too stressful. So I haven't decided yet. I mean, it's still time. I had my small games match against Svenno Benno scheduled for last week, and then something came up with them, so we had to reschedule. But I had a training session with a very kind, very, very kind, very, very patient Shanahan. Unfortunately, my brain melted during the last game. So, dear coach played this more or less against himself. I'd like to say I learned a lot. So, thank you very much, Shanahan, for that kind offer. And also thank you to the handful of players who weighed in here and there. Takes a village to raise a Dominion player, and this felt like a blessed village. Yes, I am cheesy. So with my brain being completely fried after this coaching session, I of course proceeded to play the German Q-Cub, or German League as Ingix likes to call it, for another 3 hours! Which went better than expected, given the state I was in, and the fact that I played against a lot of players who are significantly better than me. It was fun to meet everyone. We were chatting together most games, so that was also a little detrimental to my play, but very enjoyable. Very enjoyable. So, yeah, this week I have 2 small games matches scheduled. 1 tomorrow and 1 on Wednesday, which is, of course, a little much. A break in between would sure have been nice, but what can I say? I didn't think. We'll see. Since I've already thought about this for the match that was supposed to go down last week, I've already settled on a playlist. And it's gonna be Disney songs! I'm very excited. It will get theatrical. And I'll be so distracted. I'll be so distracted. It's gonna be great. Yeah. So let's take a look at the calendar, shall we? Tonight at midnight. That is Monday, midnight UTC. N.A. Smith 99 meets Akuchi for their League A match. Tomorrow, that is Tuesday, 6 UTC, Derpa will play Scumpy for League D. Oh, interesting. Wednesday, midnight UTC, N.A. Smith 99 and Akuchi will meet again for the Renmix finals. And Thursday, 17 UTC, N.A. Smith 99 will play again against Recycled Garbage for League A. And I think these will be the last 2 A League matches for N.A. Smith 99, if I'm not mistaken. So after that match, we will probably know if the championship match this season is going to be an exhibition match or no. And then Friday, 17 UTC, Scylla 14 will play against Mort. I think it's going to be Mort. I don't think there's a player with the name Mor. That is League D. Then Saturday, 9 UTC, we have Sigmatic v. Kazumaru OA 28 for League B. At 18 UTC, we'll have Sharor v. Mort for League D. And at 19 UTC, we'll have Yoma v. Warfred for League C. Sunday, 11 UTC, we'll have Zyrex v. Sir Lucasen for League C. Terra Cubist v. Dr. Steelhammer for League B at 17:30 UTC. And at 19 UTC, Yoma v. Suijan 33 for League C. And Monday, 18 UTC, we'll have Recycled Garbage v. Akuchi for League A. So that's 8 o'clock for me. So I'll probably won't make it in time. But well, all of you watch and enjoy. And now it's time for Spec Chat, where I'll give you thoughts on any given piece of media I've consumed over the week that is strictly non-Dominion related. But today, it's a brag, I can't help it, I'm sorry, it's a brag. It's probably not media I've consumed, but maybe media I've produced. So while I was doing my last degree a couple of years ago, my year put together an exhibition about early Holocaust researchers. I know, curveball. And this exhibit, it was a cooperation between our college and then 2 institutions for Holocaust education in Berlin and London. And the exhibition opened 2.5 years ago. And then it kind of toured around Europe a little. It also went to the UN. It also, if I'm not mistaken, went to Buenos Aires at some point. But this last Friday, it opened at the EU as an online exhibition. And so we were asked, we as the curators, were asked to present some of the texts. And as this was like very, 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 very little effort, I was like, yeah, sure, I'll do it. Because, I wouldn't have had time to either do a live thing or to kind of put more work into it than just read out the text that we had written all those years ago. And so the weekend before last, we all went there. It was so nice to see all my colleagues again, my former colleagues. And we shot those little scenes. And it's very, very, very low production value. It's very, very DIY. But it was a lot of fun. And that was kind of the opening of the online exhibit. It was a live stream on Friday. And now it's available on YouTube. So, I would just like to invite you, if you are at all interested in the topic, to check this out. It's a little stiff. And, yeah. I mean, yeah, like I said, DIY and low production value. But it was good fun. And also, I was really happy with the texts, to be honest. Like, I haven't looked at them in 3 years. And they're quite good, actually. I had this one text in particular that was so much fun to shoot about what we called the forgotten female researchers. And I remember when I wrote the text, I was all indignation and anger and the patriarchy, I hate it. And then they took the text and they scaled it down further, down, and now it's a very polite text. It's a very poignant text that hits all the important marks. I'm pretty content with how it is phrased now, and I was able to kind of make it a little cheeky, and that was a lot of fun. So again, if you are interested, be sure to check that out. I'll put the link to the video in the show notes. I'll also give you a time code for when our presentation starts. Again, it is stiff, but I'm happy with it. I'm a little proud. So yeah, that's what I wanted to share with you. And that's it for this episode. Thank you for tuning in. You can find me on Discord for feedback. I am at Strumpf, Strumphf. And I will catch you next week. The game has ended. Bye.